Blog Talk Radio.
Our audience be acting a fool sometimes. That's okay.
Here
they
go. Here
they
go.
You got them, girl. But sometimes y'all be. I know they breached y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I know they breached y'all before y'all got yourselves in here. When to clap, when to holler.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all hear that music go off, y'all clap and holler.
Exactly.
Audience, we need you to get together.
Get yourself together.
Welcome to the Talk Takeover. We are your hosts,
Tamara S. Adams.
And Nikki. We missed you guys.
We still supposed to be working on your
Yeah, but we didn't fix it, so right now it's Nikki.
Whatever.
We missed you guys. We really did. What was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah. It don't even seem like it. Our last show was on the 27th
of January.
Okay.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
So we are back, and we'd like to welcome you to join us tonight.
Tonight.
And every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can chat with us live by calling 347-945-6025. And don't forget to press 1 if you would like to speak with us live and in person, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. Please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. Tonight, we are going to entertain you with our tea topic of the day, our reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Channel.
And don't forget the rumor rant.
That's
just great. Oh, it's great this week.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
But I can only pick 4, but it's a whole bunch of foolishness going on in the celebrity kingdom. Woo, rumor rant. Oh, and I'll bust the windows out your car segment. That's where Tamara and I, we go through things that made us want to bust the windows out somebody's car this week.
Or you can call in and let us know what, you know, if something made you want to bust somebody's windows out their car. It could be a car.
It could be
a building.
Yeah. Your work.
Mm-hmm. It could be anywhere.
Don't call no names because we don't have nowhere for y'all to live after y'all get fired. But y'all can call and say y'all wanted to bust the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back and put your feet up and enjoy while we dish this good old tea.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of this good old tea, so our tea topic of the day is, what do you think about people who always claim to have haters, or those who claim to hate drama but carry it around in their purse?
In their pocketbook.
Purses, pocketbook, coin purse, clutch.
Girl, I hate drama.
Duffel bag.
As soon as they pop up on the scene, they open up that purse and drama fall out.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Exactly. So call us. Let us know what you think. Again, that number is 347-945-6025. And don't forget to press that 1.
Press the 1.
Because if you don't press the 1, we can't talk to you. And we would love to hear what you have to say about our tea topic.
These drama field folks. So, Samara, what do you think about that?
Well, I have haters, period. I'm not going to even lie. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Really?
No, I'm just saying.
I have haters.
Okay.
Why?
But
I don't know, because I'm beautiful, vivacious, you know, blah, 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 boom, you know, and people just hate me. I don't know.
I mean, but would you say you're one of those people that always have haters?
No. No, because sometimes I hate for people to, because everybody really not hating on you.
Right.
Everybody's not really hating on you. Maybe you just stupid. and be posting stupid stuff, and when somebody call you out, and see, that's what it be a lot of times, because I see stuff on Facebook, and people always want to say, oh, yeah, y'all just hating. No, they not hating. They checking you, boo.
Right.
And you want to, you know, misconstrue, is that how you pronounce it? Misconstrue that as someone hating. No, 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 no.
We're going to go with that.
Yeah, misconstrue.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. If I post something, well, a lot of times I try to watch what I post anyway.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, I don't always think of somebody hating. Well, what do you think? Do you think? Do you have haters?
As soon as I chew these livers up from church and I drink it.
Lord Jesus. They was so serious. They gave me life.
Precious Lord.
And I asked them to fry them hard, too.
Take my hand.
I love a good old chicken little. But anyway.
Leave me on.
No, I don't have haters. Don't nobody care about me. What? I ain't even a threat to nobody. I don't dress up unless I have to. Most times I'm the typical mommy. I'm at the house. I'm in my sweats. I don't wear makeup all the time. But when I do, I try to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think I have haters. And if I'm so naive, maybe I'm that naive to not realize I have haters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do. But I just get so sick of seeing on Facebook all these people always talking about, oh, my haters this, my haters that. Well, damn, do you think people don't have time to do nothing else but hate your ass?
Yeah.
But some females over there do that.
That many haters,
clearly is you.
Yeah, you need to get yourself off Facebook. But see, like I've told you once before, a lot of times people put stuff on there or do stuff just for attention.
Because then they got their little peanut gallery that'll sit there and comment.
Oh,
yeah, boo, you ain't got to worry about this and whatnot. Like, I noticed one chick that she had posted something about, I guess I need to go ahead and unblock, you know, such and such because whatever, whatever. And, you know, everybody is commenting, oh, you beautiful, you a bad bee, and you ain't got to worry about that. People just stupid and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
You just want attention. You want attention. Now, every now and then when I get in my feelings, I might post something. Like, it was somebody that kind of pissed me off. And, yes, I was in my feelings, and I wanted so bad to put them on blast.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there, too. I wanted to do that, but I opted not to because you don't have to put everything out there on Facebook. Because I look at it like this. Karma is a mother.
So you sent what they call a subliminal.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't matter because the individual is not one of my friends on Facebook. Well, and I blocked him from my other page, so, and I made sure I tagged my other page in it, so he really couldn't have seen it.
But, I love the subliminals.
But a friend of a friend, I'm sure, probably said something to him because they catty like that or whatever. But, yeah, I just try not to post a bunch of foolishness on Facebook because people that do, they just want attention. They like to hear people comment and say stuff and all this and that and blah, blah, blah. Heck, whatever.
Who has time for that?
Exactly.
On Facebook.
Exactly. Anyway, check. A lot of times I be wanting to post pictures, but sometimes I sit and I think, Lord, if you took the filter off my mouth, what would happen?
My account probably would be shut down.
Oh, my God. My account would be shut down, or I would have no friends. Everybody would just delete me.
Yeah, everybody would just delete me because sometimes, I mean, people think I'm kind of nice, but I don't think I am. I think I'm a real bee.
You can be the B word.
Well,
at least to me. I don't know about anybody else. You be nice to everybody else and be like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah.
Stop it, Samara.
But you'll check me, boo, in a minute.
No, I do that.
In a heartbeat.
Stop it. You are over there.
Have me sitting
alive
over there.
The devil
to jump off the Dane Cook Bridge and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody
buying
no balloons
no
to this party because you a damn lie.
Anywho, moving on.
See? I didn't even say that.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, but sometimes I think, Lord, if I could just take the filter off and say some of the things that I really want to say to people, and then just hurt their feelings and don't give up.
But see, that's not in your nature, though. That's why you can't do it, because it's not in your
but
nature.
But I'd like for it to be, just for
just
one
for
day.
Me. Oh, trust me, I understand.
For one day, just to say everything I feel, whether it hurts somebody's feelings or not, because people don't mind hurting your feelings.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And just say it and then be like, well, deal with it.
Yeah, but see, for people like us, it's not in our nature because we'll say it and then end up thinking about
it. Yeah, and feel bad.
About it later on.
I mean, I be calling you,
Tamara, girl, you think I said to you think that was wrong? You think blah 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 blah.
Yeah, everybody got time for that. But quick question: do you believe in Facebook war?
No, I know, but who has time for that?
I've seen them. I've definitely seen them, Facebook and Twitter wars. I mean, you know, where, you know, people beefing back and forth. I've definitely seen both. But
yeah, it's entertaining, but I don't have time to be beefing with somebody.
And see, the way my temper's set up, I'm going to be at your house after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quiet and I'm all meek, as they say.
Yeah, meek and mild.
Yeah, but we're not going to beef too long. We're not going to keep talking too long, because once I start crying, oh, hell, that's done. Once I cry, we got to fight. But anywho, you know. but how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty boring.
Boring. I knew you were going to say that. How did I know that?
Yeah, because it was boring. I did absolutely nothing. Of course, Saturday was Valentine's Day, and I just wanted to slit my wrist, pretty much. Demontio, my little grandson, came over and he bought me this little frame that he made in school with the little hearts on it, and he was cheesing like a Cheshire cat and whatnot. He bought me a card and some candy that says "I love you," and sat over there with me for a little while and stuff. So that's what I did for Valentine's Day. That was kind of fun or whatever. But my weekend pretty much was boring. I think I sat in the house, watched TV, because I don't do anything.
Yeah. I think I had. Did I have company?
Your husband was here, wasn't he?
That was before that. Yeah. No, my husband was here Friday,
just for a couple hours, long enough for me to get my back toe out. No, just joking.
Did I say that on there?
Are you okay?
I didn't need that business in my head, because people, I tell you now, whenever you say something, and I think I've mentioned this before, if you say something about a piece of lint on a towel or something, I'll draw up a mental picture. So her just saying that,
sorry, apologize, but no, seriously, I don't know, but anyway, I had a good time with him, I really did. I miss him when he's not here. When he's here, he get on my damn nerves, but that was our Valentine's Day. We had a wonderful time. Saturday, Sunday, I don't remember what we did, but moving on. Anyway, we do have a new segment, though, coming up, called Who's Telling the Truth?
Who is telling the truth?
And it's
the truth.
But I guess it's where there's a new app where smartphones can record the conversations that people are having, and people are posting them. So what we're going to do is listen to a couple of those and try to figure out who's telling the truth. You guys can write us, email us, talk to us on our Facebook fan page. Look, Twitter.
We just on the Twitter.
Yeah. Let us know if you like this particular segment.
Segment.
Called Who is Telling the Truth?
Which one of y'all's lying?
Yeah. You are not the father.
Oh, God. Jesus. But anyway, so yeah, I guess we're going to do that instead of doing our letters. We're going to say who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Are we going to do that now?
Yeah. Well, you know, usually we would do our letters, so yeah, that could replace the letters for tonight.
And one more time before we get to that, these gives us the truth.
Say the truth. But anywho, I went to Steak and Shake and I bought some seasoning from there and it was great too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't.
She better be in a coma.
I know. That's why I cannot lose weight, because I swear to goodness, I love to eat. I'm not fat because anything medical. There's nothing medically wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to eat. Everything.
All the time. And whenever I come over here, I manage to gain whatever 3 or 4 or 5 pounds that I'd have lost, I manage to gain them back.
It's okay. It's love. That's them love pounds.
But anywho.
But while we're waiting on, we're going to pretty much go ahead. I was going to say, while we're waiting on the sound bites, but we're going to go ahead and do something else. But go ahead. We're going to go ahead and listen to a couple of the Who's Telling the Truth.
Who's telling the truth? We need a sound out for that.
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth?
Hello?
Who's telling the truth?
Hello.
Hey. What's going on?
Hi.
What's up?
Not a thing. I just got back from getting my hair and nails done. Love it. You got to see it.
Oh, really? You got your hair and your nails done?
I did, and I got my feet done yesterday.
Okay, but, I mean, I know I told you to take your time paying me back. I need my $100.
Yeah, you know what? I don't owe you any money.
What?
I don't owe you any money. You gave me money, what, like 2 months ago? But that was paying me back. I don't owe you no money.
No. This was 6 months ago. You were going on your trip, and you were a little bit short. Remember your cruise to the Bahamas? And you were a little short, and you asked to borrow $100.
And I gave that back to you, like, 2 weeks later.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. Why do you think you gave it back to me?
Because I gave it to you. We were at Red Lobster, matter of fact, and I handed it to you in your hand when we left.
No, we haven't been to Red Lobster in the last, in that amount for yesterday. So did you pick me yesterday?
No, I'm talking about 2 weeks after you gave me money for Bahamas.
Well, so if that's the case, then how come you didn't ask for the IOU that you signed back? I still have it.
I mean, we're friends. Why would I even ask for that back? Because, you know, I gave it to you. That's why it's 6 months
later. Absolutely, we're friends. Absolutely, we're friends. But money is money, and this is business. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with friendship.
Okay, it's been 6 months. I do not think that you would wait 6 months to ask for your money back. I mean, we done had Christmas. It's been all kinds of things happening. But you didn't ask for the money since then.
I shouldn't have to ask for it back. You know how I am about money.
If you don't think you got your money back, you should ask for it.
I know.
That means I gave you back.
I'm asking for it now because it's not that I thought or think. I know I didn't get my money back.
You did get your money back. I'm going to need you to look into your finances since you missed. I keep records on everything. Look into your finances because
I have my records. I have the IOU.
Okay, but that was something we wrote on a paper, like in the midst of drinking. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tamika.
I promise. I don't owe you any money, and you know I don't owe you any money. But if you need to borrow some money, I don't have to.
Some money that's already been paid back.
That's my question to you. Why are you asking for money that you know I pay back? But
if you need
to borrow some money, then just ask me for some money.
I don't need to borrow money. I just need to be paid back.
You were paid back. How many times I can tell you that? Well,
for me, it depends on the nature of the conversation. If they said, can I hold something or can I borrow? Well, me, if I borrow money, I have every intention of paying it back unless when I go to give it to you, you say, don't worry about it.
Right.
Or if I say, sorry, I couldn't get it to you on the date that I said I was going to give it to you, but I'm going to get it. And if you say, don't worry about it, then that's when I'm not going to worry about it. But if I get money from you and
that time I think I borrowed $20 from you for gas.
Can
we talk about that on air?
Yeah. And when I went
really?
To give it back to you, you
wait a minute. Is that, don't worry about that. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just using it as an example.
I put my business out there.
But you didn't let me borrow $20.
I sure did, but no, I'm just joking.
And when I went to give it back to you, you was like, Chabu,
I never had $20.
And I was like, you sure?
But sure, sometimes. Can I get $20?
Mm-mm.
I need gas for my gas.
Mm-mm. No. So who do we think is telling the truth? Who do you think is telling the truth? The borrower or the loaner or the borrower?
That's hard to say though, because I mean it could just be a big misunderstanding.
It could be.
She paid it back, and maybe old girl just couldn't, you know.
Yeah. Because I have been in a situation like that where you know a person is out doing all this and this and that,
when they know that they owe you some money, and then you, as a friend, you don't want to, because you feel like you shouldn't have to say anything to them or whatever. But then when times get hard and it's like, well, hey, you out here
balling,
yeah,
holes in your nails,
and you ain't been paid me that such and such back or whatever.
I'll eat sushi.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, it may have been a misunderstanding. Maybe she might have thought that she was giving it to her.
Yeah.
Or
it could have been a misunderstanding. Do we actually know who was telling the lie and who
was telling? Because, I mean, it, like you said, it could have been a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
It could go either way with that.
Producers, do we know? Oh, no, we don't know. Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it was a misunderstanding. I don't think either one, because from the sound of the conversation, I just don't think that it was, you know, anything intentional.
So
it's easy to forget sometimes.
If there were anything of, I mean, they were being malice.
Right. It wasn't a, yeah. She didn't do
that. You do have some trifling friends that are like that.
Right.
Know that they owe you and be like, and they just be, you know.
Right. Well, you know. I mean, a couple dollars here and there, who gives a flip? I don't care. But now, when you get up into the numbers,
yeah,
then we're going to have problems.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a problem. If you get up into them numbers, we gonna have us a problem. Do we have another one that we wanna listen to or no? Do we have another one we got going on to see who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie? Which one of y'all is lying? Well, one thing I can't stand is a liar though.
Yeah.
Ooh, a liar will steal and a thief will kill. That's what my grandma always said. I don't like no liars. But it was so much. I know we don't do our weekend review this week, but it was so much that's happened in the news this past week. I can't think of nothing right offhand, but moving on, this weather is crazy, that's for sure.
Yes.
That I think up north they get, you know, snow, blizzard,
hammered.
A couple of friends sent pictures of, you know, the snow in Maryland and the D.C. area, and it is ridiculous. I mean, snow everywhere where, you know, they're shoveling and putting salt in the driveways. And, yeah, I like cold weather, but I ain't quite sure I'm ready for that.
Yeah, no. Now, it's good. Now, don't get me wrong. It's I love snow growing up because, you know, you would be out of school. You can go outside and play. But as an adult, and I still had to either try to get to work or something like that, no, snow is not fun. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But I do like DeMonge. I would like for him to be able to go home with me one winter and be able to see it. Because it's nothing like, you know, as a kid being able to see that. However, is Mimi trying to go home during that time?
Because my kids have never seen snow. And sometimes it'll ice up here in Florida. I mean, just ice. Just like a hard freeze.
It'll be like,
and they be like, oh, Mama, that's snow. No, baby, that ain't snow. That's ice. But anywho, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
Who was telling the truth?
Yeah, so, guys, let us know if you would like to hear more of those
types of
calls and stuff.
Yeah,
let us know. You can even leave us a message on our email,
thetalktakeover@gmail.com.
Or you can send us a little message on our fan page, www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover.
Yeah.
Or,
and if you happen to get a recorded conversation and you want to submit it,
yeah, please do, because we would love to hear about it. I love shade.
So we're going to take over.
Yes, so we're going to go to our first song break, and that song is going to be I Bet by Ciara.
I love that song, and that'll give me time to eat the rest of this turkey.
Yes, and when we come back, we're going to go into our
reality rundown.
I guess our reality rundown, because we don't have any shade tree letters.
I mean, no letters
today.
That'll be cool. So Ciara, I Bet.
Yep.
I love that song. I don't know, I like it because she told him off.
Yeah, and
she pretty much was like,
I done had a baby child for you, and you going to get out here.
Oh, I bet you will. I bet you do want me back. Now, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, anyway, you know, old Sarah.
the era. But anyway, before we go to that, do you have anything you want to say to the people?
No, thank you.
Really?
Thank y'all for calling in and calling and listening. If you guys are listening via internet on your computer or the phone line, thank you guys so much. We really, really,
we really do. I'm sorry. I do. I mean, I do appreciate you guys so, so much.
But, yeah, so I guess we're going to get on to
it. Yeah, I guess
here we go. Sierra, I bet.
You got it.
Oh,
Well, hello.
Oh, we have our audience again.
Just a vacation.
Just left us hanging.
You know how they do.
You know how they do.
Oh, now.
Really? And we're back. Maybe just tuning in, you missed pretty much everything.
No, you missed our new segment called Who's Telling the Truth?
The Truth.
Oh. Truth.
With the
Truth.
Truth. Yeah. So it's T-R-U-F.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
F-L.
Oh, F-L.
Make it fancy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Y'all want to find out what that's about? Tune in next week.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget to call in 347-945-6025. You can also visit our fan page by typing www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover in your browser. You can listen to us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. Oh, and we're tweeting now, right?
Yeah, you can tweet us.
You can tweet us at the talk takeover. Email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com with any questions, issues, comments, or concerns. If you wanted to say hi, email us. Email us with some crazy-ass letters y'all have.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for advice. Email us some of those, please. We would love to hear those. But right now,
yes.
We're going to go on to one of my favorite segments. Reality Running Down.
Run it on down the road. That's gonna be the intro for that.
Jesus, yes.
Jesus. So first up, we have R&B Divas LA,
uh-huh.
And I think this is season 3, maybe, and it just came on this past Thursday. So you know, the original cast was. Well, no, we're not going to go to when it first came out, because then you had Kelly Price, Dawn Lewis, is that her name? Michelle A., Shantae Moore, and Lil Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ended up with Claudette Ortiz, Michelle A., Shantae Moore, Lil Mo, and what's the last person?
No one.
Whatever. Then you ended up having Shantae Moore, Lil Mo, Michelle A.,
the rest of them must have got jobs and then left over there.
Chrisette Michelle and
what's her name?
Lila James.
Yeah, Chrisette should have never been on there because now she done put herself in another
another
genre.
But she's back.
Okay.
She's back, so now the new cast is because apparently Claudette didn't come back. They said because she opted to stay in New York, she didn't want to come back to L.A., but I think she probably may have been booted off the show because she didn't really make such a real impact. So they're replacing, I guess, Claudette with some chick named Brave Williams. And then they're going to
preview. So.
Yeah, they're going to bring somebody else in, too. And her name is Stacey Francis. Now, I've never heard of neither one of them, to be honest with you. So, I don't really have too much to report on that show because, for one, it just came out. Well, the ladies ended up going up to Big Bear Mountain,
mm-hmm.
And that's in California.
Yes,
California.
It is. That's where they go on the vehicle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We ought to take a trip to Big Bear. It seems like it's very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. I have to be sedated for the flight, though.
Right.
But, so Shantae wanted to invite everybody out to Big Bear Mountain because I think she's had an epiphany, maybe, and she wants to kind of, like, start over.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to try to rebuild friendships with the ladies. Because, you know, the last episode, her and Lil Mo
she had her security at the reunion show because she thought, because Lil Mo threatened her.
Right.
She didn't know which way it was going to go. And Lil Mo was like, do you really think I would put my hands on you? We were just talking or whatever. Right. But Shantae felt threatened, so she had her security there or whatever. But, you know, then her and Chrisette Michelle had their own issues, so she's wanting to kind of rebuild their friendships, which it's all good if it's genuine.
Right.
Well, but, you know, stay tuned. I'll keep you posting on how that goes because.
Real quick, Stacey Francis was a part of the group Ex-Girlfriend.
And who the heck? Who in the Samuel L. Jackson is that?
I don't know.
Let's see. Lil Mo secretly got married.
Really? To that dude?
She's married to that dude. Because everybody kept asking her, did she get married and blah, blah, blah. And she ended up saying, you know, in her little interview, yes, they got married.
No, you know, Ex-Girlfriend. Just get it together. You know what? I'll play it for you after the show. They perform background vocals for Lisa Lisa and Colt Jam on the song Just Get It Together. They sang on Desmond Guy's debut. Oh, that's why they don't. Nobody.
Yeah, don't nobody know them.
Try me. Yeah, Pope Banks. It's okay. Just trying to figure out who.
Them help us get your name, get your stamina up, get your name out there. Cause,
yeah.
Honey.
You need some big names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Lord.
So who do you think this mysterious person named Chocolate?
I think that's her girlfriend.
And, you know, somebody had said, actually, if you watched What Happens Live,
that's what
NeNe said, that she has a girlfriend named White Chocolate.
But that's the one she said, you know, they joke and they play.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
she probably did that just to kind of piss Apollo off, just to see if he'd be checking her phone and stuff.
Right, I think that's who that was. The Phaedra does not seem dumb enough. She's an attorney. She doesn't seem dumb enough to
cheat
and leave text messages where he can find them.
Mm-hmm. But that during Apollo, he was a little scary. He was scary to me, but it was like a turn on.
Hmm. He was scary, but that ass would have been in jail sooner than he thought. Because I would have called the police. He would whisper to her,
don't call the police.
I would say, you stay right there.
But no, when you know you see somebody get their, you know, stick their chest out a little bit, that's a turn on. Until you make me feel like I feel, you know, backed up in the corner, like you're going to put your hands on me, then stop the presses.
And then it's little friend on the motorcycle post.
Buns.
Buns didn't know what to do.
No, because Buns said something, he was like, please don't call
me. You know my situation.
Yeah. But, honestly. A lot of times you kind of know the person that you're dealing with, you kind of know how far they would take it or whatever. And granted, he didn't have anything to lose, but I don't think that he would do anything to hurt his kids.
No.
Or whatever. I believe he was just showing out, you know, because his feelings was hurt. Come on, he thinking you out here cheating. He come, you ain't been there for him throughout none of the situation. He come back, you changing the locks. And all this other old stuff, he's just showing out his pride and his feelings is hurt. That's all that is, or whatever. But I don't think Apollo don't do nothing. He's a white collar criminal.
Yeah, I did feel sorry.
Well, no, blue collar. Is it blue collar, white collar?
White collar.
Criminal. So he's not gonna go too. He ain't gonna go too far to the left or whatever. But what was with the drill? What was he gonna do with the drill? That was funny.
Look, I don't know if he was going to take all the doorknobs off that he installed, but what?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, what the hell are you doing with that drill, Apollo? Really? Get yourself somewhere. Get your life twice, just in case the first one don't take.
Yeah, but.
Portia and Claudia. Now, I get Claudia wanting to be cordial.
But give it up, Claudia.
Exactly.
She don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. I feel like
they don't really work together.
No, they don't. Because since Claudia is actually on the Ricky and Smiley show, what the heck does Portia do?
I don't know.
Because, you know, before she was actually, you know what? Claudia is on an actual radio show, but I think Portia is on Dish Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's on Dish Nation.
Exactly.
Which,
Dish Nation don't even come on no more.
Mm-hmm.
It used to come on TV One.
It still come on. It comes on during Right This Minute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It comes on after that.
Okay. Because it was coming on TV One, and it don't even come on now no more.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think she needs to just let that go. I don't know. I think she wants them to be friends. That's what I'm thinking that she wants. Even though she was like, I just want us to be cordial.
No,
but no.
To be friends. And I mean, that's understandable, I guess. Because, you know, she's new. She worked, you know.
Yeah, she wants to, you know, have a working relationship.
I mean,
but
everybody should
be
in
nice
your damn friends.
Yeah, you ain't going to give me your tail. Exactly. You ain't going to give me your tail to kiss, but
yeah,
one or two times.
It's
I'm
not
going to give you a third.
Mm-mm.
And that's all Portia's doing because, see, Portia know that, you know, she trying to, you know,
I wouldn't
be cordial and whatnot. So she just, we don't need to be friends. And I mean,
that's my space.
Yes. And I'm like, Portia, really?
You didn't even know what the darn Underground Railroad was.
Exactly, honey. Again, get your life. And do you think Todd is cheating on Candy?
I don't think he's cheating. I just think he is
tired.
He's tired.
Because
I don't think he realized what he was getting into when he married her. And to be honest,
I don't think he wanted to be a kept man.
And
I think that's what Candy wants.
But Candy is like her mama in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah.
So
that's why she overlook a lot of the stuff that her mom does.
Exactly. I don't think he knew exactly what he was getting into. I don't think they're going to be married long.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
To be honest with you.
No.
Nope.
No. So stay tuned.
Yes.
We'll follow up with it next week because
some stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. So next up we have Love and Hip Hop New York.
Oh, God.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop New York. Now I wonder why they didn't bring Joe Budden and Tahiri back on this one.
Because Joe Budden then got his little feelings hurt.
That's true.
On the last one, and he
that's
didn't want
true,
no part of
it. He wanted to, he proposed to her and all this and that out in the. Yeah, well, that's true. But hell, but Joe Budden, he asked for all that. Because what's not going to happen, I'm going to come into a place that we live in together pretty much, and I find foundation on a darn pillowcase, and you're going to try to say that you was in here, somebody was in here laying on the bed, y'all was having a conversation. No. No.
True.
Unless that was your sister or something, but no. Mm-mm.
But then he did try to make up, kind of.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Whatever. He kind of tried to make up, but anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did love me some Joe Budden.
What's her name? Is huge.
Yandy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she went from just finding out she was pregnant to just about to give birth.
Yandy is
huge.
I mean, luckily, we know she had a baby girl, and it was just one baby, but Yandy was huge.
Yes. And I think her hormones is getting in, is
mm-hmm.
playing a part because
mm-hmm.
she ain't trying to play with no Mendices. And this this assistant of his.
He act goofy to me.
He does.
Like goofy. I hate the way his teeth look. I don't know why.
They
nice and white, but.
Yeah, they too big.
They too something. Yeah, I
don't know. He got some horse teeth. But I know next week, Yandy go in on him
mm-hmm.
at their office or whatever. But she just need to. You know, simmer down and whatnot.
Sure.
Don't get your panties all in a wad and whatnot over no darn over horse teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God.
So, Amina telling Tara about Peter's indiscretions before they got hooked up.
Wasn't.
I don't understand why, but I think she was trying to let it be known.
Because it wasn't the cause of their breakup.
Yeah, of their breakup.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of what he was doing that made her think that he was single.
Right.
But if he was doing all this, why would you still get with him anyway?
Right.
And then she said the person that she was with, so she had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So y'all both just are cheating.
Love
some cheaters. Cheaters. And the fight between Precious Paris and Johnny Blaze.
That was some old.
Well, that was actually the second fight, because the first fight, Precious came into
the studio
to talk to
what's her face?
Rich Dollars.
Yeah.
Because he was there with Johnny. And Johnny was like, you know, take that outside. This is my sessions, which
was understandable. You come in my session that I'm having to pay for, and you want to talk to Rich. Y'all take that outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rich didn't want to take it outside or whatever, and so Johnny felt the need to put her hands on Precious, which was wrong. But like you said, Rich is messy because he used to sleep with Johnny. And I'm pretty sure if opportunity presents itself, he'll probably try to sleep with Precious Parents.
Because Rich Dollars is a...
He's a whore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a whole wall.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that's all I have for my reality rundown. So y'all stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Next week.
Check in next week.
We may even have to report this new little show that I see.
Little Brown Sister.
No, with the black folks. Black Negro.
Black Ink.
No. Negro Journal, Negro Diaries, Book of a Negro, Book of the Black People, Book of,
They came on BET.
Yeah, what is it
called? Oh, that was a movie.
Oh, it's
a Book of Negroes.
Book of Negroes.
Yes, we might have to run that down, run that foolishness.
Mm-hmm. I recorded it to see what him and Ed, they were talking about. Sometimes I don't like watching movies like that because,
what?
I mean, granted, I do, we have to know where we came from, but we beat that bush.
Exactly.
To death.
It's done.
It's done. I realize this is Black History Month. Lord have mercy, I do. But what the book, the hell, the Book of Negroes?
Really?
Really? Okay, what are you? Don't y'all write in here, because I don't want to hear that foolishness.
Yes, you sure did.
Shut me up.
You sure did.
I feel how I feel, and that's how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, so what are we about to do?
We about to go to another song break.
And what
and
is that?
That song is going to be Good Kisser by Usher.
Got lipstick on my... Oh, baby. She's such a good kisser.
That I've been around the world. I done had a lot of girls. Somebody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Cush is rolling. Why she making, taking it?
Mind. You pull it out and you open.
She's such a good guitar.
The Talk Takeover with your host, Tamara S. Adams, and
myself.
Really?
I'm trying new stuff. Prince can say he's the sign. Why can't be myself?
Prince got them coins. We're trying to get to Prince status. Okay. So until we get to that place,
I'm Nikki.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tell her.
Nikki.
We dished on our weekends, had our tea topic of the day, did our new segment, Who's Telling the Truth, and had our reality rundown. So if you guys would like to chat with us, call 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press 1. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. And please, again, visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And before we get into our rumor rant, we have one more call from the segment, Who's Telling the Truth?
Who's Telling the Truth?
Yeah, we have
a bunch of liars out there.
One more call. So if we can get that going,
let's get it popping.
Hi, Kathy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. I was surprised. I know it's kind of early and I'm headed to work, but I just wanted to just ask you a question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. The other night, did you go through my phone when I let you borrow it to make a phone call?
Did I go through your phone?
Yeah.
You made a phone call.
Okay, right. Made a phone call, but did you go through my messages and, like, my phone book or anything like that?
Why on earth would I go through your phone book? That makes no sense.
Yeah, that is a very good question. But if you could please answer the question, did you go through it? Yes or no?
I'm answering the question. I don't understand. I don't know. I didn't go through your phone. So I don't understand why you're asking the question. What would make you think I went through your phone? All I did was dial the number, and I talked on the phone and gave it back to you.
No, you actually have my phone. It was almost an hour. I mean, it was actually 48 minutes.
Okay, I was talking on the phone, though. you didn't say I had a time limit. I mean, where's all this coming from? You know, we've known each other for years. Why now you have a problem with me using your phone?
No, I don't have a problem with using my phone. I wouldn't have given it to you in the first place. I do have a problem with you going through my text messages. So,
okay, but why do you think I went through your messages? This is my question.
Oh, it's not that I think, it's that I know. And the one reason I know is because you use it to order pizza. So it takes at the most 10 minutes to order pizza. And I'm saying at the most. And my phone locks after you use it. So that tells me that you must have been busy in the phone. And so I'm just curious to know. I mean, I already know the answer. I'm just curious to know when you went through it, what were you doing?
Well, okay. I'm still confused because I don't understand why would I even think to go through your messages. What messages am I looking for? I'm not looking for anything. I used the phone, yes. I called the pizza to get the pizza, and I made a phone call because my phone, my signal wasn't holding.
So who did you call?
I called Dawn.
Okay, because the reason why is because I pulled my call usage.
Right.
Okay, and so it's the only number that it has outgoing to dial is the pizza number. And you know how long that lasted?
I'm assuming a couple of minutes. I mean,
that's right, because you made it. You said it. So far, that's the only thing that you answered truthfully. And you're right. It actually took 4 minutes. So I'm wondering, what were you doing for the other 44 minutes in my phone?
Look, I wasn't doing anything in your phone. I called the pizza and I called Dawn. So if you have a problem with me calling Dawn, is that an issue? I mean, I don't understand. My phone, I wasn't getting signal. You was inside. I made a phone call. I didn't think it was going to be a problem. There's no way you can even even know that I went through your call history.
Yeah,
unless you have something in your phone that hides from me. You must have something in your phone that's hiding.
Don't have anything to hide from you. The bottom line is it's none of your business whether I did or didn't have anything to hide from you. That's none of your business. That's my phone.
I didn't go through your phone, and I don't appreciate you calling me with this mess. I mean, this is like high school. Going through your phone, really? That's
okay.
You are lying.
You are lying. Now listen.
Because, lady, you know you went through that.
You know you went through that lady phone. Come on now. Come on.
And you had her phone for all that long time.
Just for the sake of being nosy.
But see, I tell you like I tell other people, go through my phone
if you want to.
If your cornea is burnt down.
Burn right out. Go through it if you want to. You might find out something you don't want to see.
Exactly.
Come on.
You can't unsee.
Yeah, just come on. Come on with it. You went through the phone.
Yeah, you went through the phone.
Okay, you don't have to tell her, but just know in your heart that you went through the phone.
Yeah.
But you made a good argument, though. You made a good, strong, I almost believed you. And that's what people do when they're lying. They put on a good show.
Yeah, I was waiting
for
years. It's like a Broadway production. Why would I go through your phone and blah, blah, blah?
I had a dude one time to tell me he didn't save my keys. I mean, made such a big production out of it and everything, and I really thought he didn't save my keys. Until one day I came home and he was sitting in my apartment.
Wow, ain't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for our next episode.
The next episode of Your Crazy Boyfriend. Yeah, lady, you're lying. You took that lady's phone. You went through her phone for whatever reason. For no reason. You was just being nosy. That's like if you go to somebody's house at a party or something. You ever been to somebody's house and you go in their bathroom? Do you look in their medicine cabinet?
Honestly, it depends. Now, if it's a guy, yeah. But, like, I've never looked through your medicine cabinet.
Ain't shit in there.
Excuse me.
Ain't nothing in there but some
Let me think. What do I have in my medicine cabinet? Some alcohol, some peroxide, some children's toothpaste. I have a little jar of mouthwash. I might have a lip chapstick in there, a chip chap, as somebody I know call it. A chip chap. I ain't got no creams and ointments in this. And I keep all my sex toys hidden, so ain't nothing in there either. Nothing like that. But.
Well, I hope you wouldn't have them in the medicine cabinet either.
I know, right?
I have an arsenal, so they wouldn't be able to fit.
Look, your toys need charge. They need charged with a car battery.
No, I have to plug them jokers into the wall.
Oh, God. But you know, I got a new one, girl, and it plugs up. It's a USB.
Bam.
What the hell? You could charge it up on the computer. Anyway.
Yeah.
We way off topic.
Yeah. We done. Okay. Now it is time for.
Look at all these rumors.
Well. So I see Miss Ann Perot's. Excuse me.
Is your smoker's cough coming back?
I think that church is chicken I eat. I'm about to start throwing feathers out my back in a minute. And, yeah, and a beak. Okay, excuse me. Amber Rose, she's feuding with the Kardashians. Amber, come on. Them ain't the ones you want to fight with because they're crazy.
Yeah,
there's too many of them to be trying to
kill her.
Anywho, so she's feuding with really Khloé right now because it all started on Friday when Amber Rose went to Power 105.1 and she spoke about Tyga's alleged relationship with
China Black?
No, with Kyrie.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that.
And he said, he came on there and he denied. He said, I'm not dating Kylie. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I want to be clear to everybody that I didn't leave my family to be with Kylie. Well, you're not going to tell nobody you dating an underage chick
exactly.
And get a statutory rape charge.
You're going to be put under the jail.
Yeah, who would, you know, but anyway. Amber Rose is apparently close friends with Blac Chyna, who has a child with Tyga, and Amber says on 105.1,
I think so,
with Charlamagne and, is that with Charlamagne? That's on the breakfast
club. Yeah,
breakfast
club.
She says she needs to go to bed at 7 o'clock and relax. It's ridiculous. Tyga should be ashamed of himself. That's how I feel for sure. He has a beautiful woman and a baby that he left for a 16-year-old who just turned 17.
Mm.
Well, apparently that pissed Khloé off.
Wow.
So Khloé, they having this big Twitter war now, and Khloé called her out on being a stripper, and Amber Rose said she was a stripper when she was 15, and Khloé says, you know, please don't worry about my sister who has a career and her shit together only at 17. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stuff.
Wait a minute, stop the presses. Now, come on, let's be real. The only reason why the Kardashians are relevant is because of a sex tape that Kim made with Ray J. So let's make that clear.
Well,
crystal clear. Now, granted, their father was a high power attorney and he was a part of the dream team, but that's not what made them famous. It was because Kim, naked ass,
right,
on the tube.
Well, Amber got back at her. I mean, you know, they went back and forth with tweets to, you know, about each other, you know, the tweet war.
Yeah,
the tweet war.
There was been some twats on Twitter.
And I don't know the exact words, but Amber came back and said, you know, you talking about me being a stripper, but your brother-in-law is married to a woman who made a sex tape, blah, 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 blah. And she shut that down real quick.
Yeah.
But basically it's all about Tyga dating, what's her face? I don't really give a flying furry rat fat but if he is sleeping with this young girl, he probably should be more careful because that's statutory rape.
Exactly.
Oh, and Amber Rose said that the feud with the Kardashians stems from her former relationship with Kanye, whom she dated from 2008 to 2010. She said Kim is one of the main reasons me and Kanye are not together. Rose alleged to Star Magazine in 2012. She's a homewrecker. That's what she said. She said they were both cheating on me and Reggie Bush with each other.
Wow. And Amber Rose, she's a bad one. She's bad. Just like Kim got a banging body and whatnot.
Amber Rose got a banging body.
Yeah,
she really does. She can give Kim a run for her money.
Exactly. Tell her.
They have two different looks.
Yeah.
Facial. But they both got banging bodies.
Yeah.
Angels. What the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
Lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, my.
So, my next story up on the roof. Girl, stop it. Stop it. Ray J and Prince's Love.
I saw that somewhere. She got arrested for assaulting him.
Yes, in New Orleans. They said she beat him to a bloody pulp.
And he probably deserved it.
Law enforcement, they were called, they said, Wednesday after Ray J returned to his hotel after he spent the night with TV producers at a strip joint. They said she attacked him, and she was heard saying that she was going to kill him. She cracked several ribs, busted his lip, and tore his ACL.
Now, did he call the police or did somebody call the police?
I'm going to say somebody called the police because he bailed her out.
Okay.
He paid $10,000 for her lawyer. He bailed her out and paid $10,000 for her lawyer.
Hmm. He probably was in the wrong. You out with your producers all night at a strip club, and we already know Precious ain't crazy. She probably was stemming from when he went to push her. No,
right.
When she went to push him, and he moved out of the way, and she fell in the pool.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, because love will make you do some crazy stuff, though.
Exactly. I didn't
wrong
with my call.
Oh, God, don't say that on
there. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Fix it.
And the police was out there.
Oh, my God.
And they asked him, do you want to press charges? He was like, no, I'll handle it when I get home. That was his best answer. That was his best bet.
Wow.
Sure did. In front of a nightclub. I think I told the story before.
Mm-hmm.
He called me a stupid bee, and it echoed. You stupid bee.
And you saw the white light.
Yep. And I put my car in reverse.
Wow.
Bloop, bloop.
Well, Ray J is an asshole. I couldn't date him. Not like he want me anyway, but if he did want me, I couldn't date him. He would drive me absolutely batty.
Yeah.
Because he's like a kid.
Exactly.
You're not a grown up. You're dating these women, and you are not a grown up.
But see, the reason why these women are flocking to him because he's packing. They're not looking at the full picture or the full package. They're just looking at that he's packing and this. And that's what really put Ray J on.
Yeah.
Now, he can sing. Don't
get
me wrong.
He's had a couple of hits.
But, yeah, we're
trying
to check the video after they saw that video.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, anywho, enough about them. I just hope they get it together, and I hope everything works out. And Ray J, get yourself together, honey.
Mm-hmm. Get your life.
Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, everybody knows Bruce trying to be a woman. Bruce said he knew he was a female at the age of 5.
You as a boy.
Damon. He said he knew he was a female at the age of 5. He told, a family source told TMZ. Bruce told the Clan that he has kept his true self inside since he was a child. Even during his 76th Olympics, when he was considered the greatest male athlete in the world, in his head, he was a woman.
Sure, he was a woman. He's a woman.
So instead of him, he wanted to be out there in a skirt. You know, them little... You know the things the ladies have on it.
A skirt. Yeah, instead of shorts, he wanted to have on a skirt.
Oh, God. We're told Bruce has never been a female in front of any of his kids. As for what that means, we're told in part he never wore female attire around the children. But the thing, they say that he hasn't told the rest of the family what his new name will be, Bruchetta. Let's call you Bruchetta. It's not Bruchetta, I'm just making
I was getting ready to say, now, come on, Bruce, you can do better than that. But why do you want to wait till you're 100 years old to turn into a woman?
He's going to be the ugliest damn woman in Hollywood.
He's the ugliest man.
In Hollywood.
Now, you're going to be an ugly woman.
He's supposed to be doing
an interview
with Diane Sawyer, but they said he will not reveal what his new name is going to be. And last but not least, Bobby Chris. Oh, Bobby Chris. Oh, God. I just don't know what to say about this. It's not really believable.
It's like you don't know what to believe.
It's not really believable, but anyway, Nick Gordon got a tattoo of his memorialized longtime love in a very permanent way. I mean, he memorialized her in a very permanent way by getting a tattoo of her name on his arm that says Bobby Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I don't believe nothing you do. I think that's a plot, a ploy to keep the cops off your butt
mm-hmm.
because now they're doing a criminal investigation because she had bruises on her face when they found her face down in a tub. She had bruises on her face. That has nothing to do with CPR.
Yeah, but he tried to say that it probably could have happened during the time he was trying to, I guess, resuscitate.
And they said he didn't even try to resuscitate her. It was the other guy that was there.
Wow.
He wasn't even doing the CPR. But I think it's more to the story than beneath the eye. And we don't see. But poor Robert Christine, I tell you what, I never would have thought that would happen to this little girl. But, I mean, But I am Nikki, and that is my rumor rant.
Hmm.
Little juice this week. That's sad.
I hope she can pull through, but from what I was hearing when I was listening to the radio this morning, it doesn't look too good.
No, they said she has diminished brain function.
And they were saying, like, some of her bodily function?
Mm-hmm. No.
Bodily organs or something
shut down.
Shut down.
That's sad. I mean...
Because she's so young, and but you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And to be like, I don't like her, you know, just like my mom. Then again, if he did something and made her look, you know, set it up to where she was found, like,
yeah,
you know, that sucks. But mm-hmm. I think they should get to the bottom of it because then it was another little questionable guy there,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, it wasn't just them two there, it was somebody else there too. So I think they should kind of try to hurry up and get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, because I want to know what's going on. He need to be put up. Put on the...
And then for the family to be arguing the whole time, they arguing and fighting. Somebody on Bobby Brown's side of the family at the hospital, they arguing and fighting. Really? No, right. But then you know how we do.
Yeah. Get out there and show.
Get out there and show out, especially if we think we're about to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of inheritance.
Yeah.
Some kind of money or something. They want to argue and fight and show out and carry on.
Exactly. So should we go to our next segment or should we take another phone break?
Let's take a phone break. Okay.
All right. Well, so we're going to go out on another song break, and the song that we're going to play is by The Hustle, formerly known as Music Soul Child.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
And the name of the song is called Greatest. And when we come back, we're going to go into the bust the windows out your car. So you can call us and tell us what made you want to bust the windows out of somebody's car this week, last week, or whatever. And it's not even necessarily a car. It could be, like I said, a building.
Mm-hmm.
It could be flatten the tires on somebody's scooter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even matter.
You want to bust the teeth out their mouth.
Yeah. So.
As my uncle used to say, I'm going to flash your damn teeth down your throat.
Oh. Oh.
You always said that.
That sounds like that might hurt.
Okay.
So here we go. The Hustle. Greatest.
Go ahead.
Always on my mind, thinking about you all the time. I never knew things could be this way. It seems so strange, baby. Some days we fuss and fight, but we hugging and kissing every night. I'm ready to ease the pain away. I'm here to stay.
After we're done, I hope that you don't change. And I promise I ain't playing no games. When I
tell you that I love you, how I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shawty, you the greatest.
You the greatest.
Oh, 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 oh.
top of stairs. If we want that in public, you could get ahead. You know exactly what you're doing to me, but you don't care. You're the only one who gets me. You put it down every time I lift me. And I get you too, yeah, I understand.
I understand. After we're done, I hope that you don't change. And I promise I ain't playing no games.
Not when I tell you that I love you. How I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shouting you the greatest. Shouting you the greatest.
Everybody know you mine, you don't ever need mine. You already got your own, but I see it ball out and get you anything you want. Even though you already know it, know you still love to hear me say, shorty, you the best, you the one.
Shorty, you the greatest. Shorty, you the greatest. Shorty, you the greatest.
Hello, hello, and we are back. So, what made you want to this week or last week or last month? What made you want to bust the window out of somebody's car?
Amazing.
Bus, building, someone, eyeglasses, whatever. Okay, well, why are you thinking? So, for me.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and. Oh, God. I'm going to have to pray on this, and I hope I don't get fired.
Pray on it, pray on it.
So I was asked a few weeks ago to put together a spreadsheet, you know, for kind of like a suggestion board for, or, you know, work-related, you know, stuff, because we, you know, made some changes around work, and the employees are able to go and write their suggestions on this board. Well, I was asked to combined all this stuff in a spreadsheet, which is fine, whatever, because some people seem to think that I'm very good at that. No, not really. I believe that was just nobody else wanted to do it, so let's dump that on Tamara. Okay. So I was told specifically that, okay, well, you put it together, and me and the supervisors, we're going to we're manage it or whatever. Monday, I find out it was announcement made in our huddle that, oh, well, we have this suggestion board, and Tamara was nice enough to put it together, and each week she's going to maintain it. So,
ain't that nice?
It took everything in me, and then a lot of people actually saw, I didn't say anything out loud, but they read my lips. And I'm not going to say what I said, but a couple people actually came back and was like, yeah, because when I saw your face and I heard, you know, read your lips, I was like, oh, hell. But that made me, I didn't want to bust no windows out because I wanted to blow the building up. Because don't do that. If that's something you want me to do, at least give me the option to say no, or at least just say from the beginning, hey, T, I want you to put this together, and each week, can you update it? Can you kind of manage this? Don't make no damn announcement in the damn huddle, and I'm standing there looking stupid. Exactly. Exactly. That pissed me off. Because it makes me feel like, oh, you know, even though you said you was going to take ownership of it, but now you want to put that on me because, you know, you like as if I don't have
other stuff to do. Like, I don't get dumped on to do everything else. You just constantly piling stuff on. But you know what? I'm going to still stay positive. Because you can best believe I'm going to hit the lottery. And, honey, when I tell you,
baby,
when them numbers hit, they going to be looking sick.
We in the money.
Exactly. Exactly. They not gonna know what the hell.
We got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Now I can't even say that. Before I said I'll give 2 weeks notice because you don't want to burn bridges.
Yeah,
you really don't. But I'm to the point where now. Oh, okay. That's how I feel about that. Cause I'm gonna hit. I'm gonna hit for something.
Hey.
And it's gonna be on and popping.
I understand.
And I'm gonna pull up to. I'm gonna pull up on the scene. Deuces.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right there. Wait, in the passenger side of the limo.
No, I'm gonna drive my car. I'm gonna drive my darn Ferrari, my Bugatti, whatever. Cause we gonna hit. It's going to hit hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit for some millions. Not a million.
Yeah.
Some millions. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she deserved it. She has four kids. One of them is, disabled. She hit, that 560-some-odd million. I think she took home 180.
Yeah.
And she was working at McDonald's and somewhere else.
So is that what we need to hit? We need to get a job at McDonald's?
No.
I don't have no disabled kids. But
I don't care. I want her problems.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't.
Let me take that. Let me get that back out of the universe.
No. I don't want her problems. So
but our time is coming. Oh, trust me.
They're fine and they're healthy and they get on with it. I'm nervous.
But anyway, we can get. It's going to be on the pocket.
I don't really have a Busta win. Well, I do.
Don't.
My thing is Facebook. Facebook kills me. Facebook kills me. I am so sick of seeing, let's go off of our tea topic. I got all my haters, all my this, all my that. I'm so sick. I'm cleaning out my closet. I'm deleting. I'm getting off of Facebook. Get the hell off.
Yeah.
Why do you have to announce that?
Yeah, why do you got to announce that? Now, I can understand maybe if you're going to, I've seen people where they're going to deactivate their page for a while. They'll go on and say, hey, I'm going to get off Facebook. I'm going to back away from Facebook. Kind of let their friends know. But they're not the ones that's always out there talking about they got haters and stuff like that. I mean, like I said, I do. I ain't going to lie. I have haters.
I don't have none. And if I do have some,
they be hating on me because I'm beautiful.
If I do have some, I don't consider them haters. I consider, I got beef with, not even beef with people. It's people that I've had issues with that we don't talk anymore, but I wouldn't call them my haters, and I don't think they're sitting around plotting and planning against me or anything, and if they are, bitch, that's a waste of your damn time. You better keep it moving.
Bye, bitch.
Anywho. I don't think I have them types of things. But I just hate when I see people say, I'm cleaning out my closet, I'm deleting this person, I'm getting off of Facebook, I'm doing this, I'm doing, bye.
Yeah, go ahead and just
do what would you do? You post that and then you wait an hour to see who's going to like it.
Exactly.
And
that's all it is.
Oh, Jesus be a fence. But anywho, that's all I have. I don't want to bust nobody's windows out for that. That's a PSA. Stop doing that because it seems thirsty to me. It makes people seem real thirsty.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get off of Facebook, I'm just going to get off. And if I'm going to delete you, I'm just going to delete that ass. And when you go to check and see what my status is, I'm just going to be gone.
Yeah. No, I don't know. If we're friends, I'm not going to delete you. I'm going to block you because if we are friends, and then if I delete you as a friend, then you're going to know it.
Yeah.
No, I want it to be where you can see me commenting on something,
right,
and
but you can't see.
I'm like a ghostwriter.
Yeah, but I've been in that situation too. But again, we don't want to talk about that. Where she blocked me and deleted me. I guess that's what she did. She thought she was hurting me, and now I see stuff. They'll mention her name, and then I can't see nothing she posts. I'm like, I want to see none of that foolishness anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
I love my people. I tell you that. I really do. I try to be a good person, though, Tamara. I really do.
I do try to be a good person. I try to be a good friend. Sometimes I falter. I do know that. But I'm not afraid to say I'm sorry when I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to come to somebody and say, hey, I was wrong.
Listen to me.
I don't mind saying, hey, listen, I was wrong. I said this about you or I said that about you or whatever the case may be. But anywho, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's end the show on a positive note. What you got positive to say?
Watch The Secret. If anybody has Netflix, it is on there. It's the book called The Secret, but it's a book called The Secret too,
and it just talks about positive living, attracting positive things into your universe, into your area, and you know, you speak positive things into your life.
Exactly.
You know, everything lies in the power of the tongue. When you speak it, and it comes to pass.
Exactly. Basically. And even with your thoughts. And they said sometimes your thoughts stem off your feelings. So if you're feeling, because, you know, you have like 1,000 thoughts. I know I do. But, like, today, you know, I was determined. After the day that I had Monday, I watched The Secret this morning as I was getting ready for work. And it did put me in a good mood because when I was getting dumped on again with some foolishness, I didn't pop off. I really didn't. I mean, I was a little pissed a little bit, but it wasn't like it was yesterday or whatever. And then sometimes I try to look at it as maybe they just think that I do such a good job. They're like, oh, I know she's gonna really be accurate and she's gonna, you know, make it look good, present it well or whatever. I try to look at it like that. But sometimes it's like, damn, how much more are you gonna put on me? But it's a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And pay the bills for now until them numbers hit. But
we'll check them tonight, though.
Yeah.
But it's about that time.
Yeah, it's about that time.
And in true Nikki fashion, if I offended anybody, I am truly sorry. I really am.
Okay.
I don't. No, I'm, yeah, he's a devil. I truly am sorry. I don't mean to offend people. I just like to get my point across. And this is a good outlet for me because I can say what the hell I want to say. And I ain't got nobody sitting off the table interrupting me, talking when I'm trying to talk.
Shaking the table,
throwing glasses of wine. I wish you would. But anyway.
Can I throw one much?
Hell no, girl. Did you know how much it costs to get this damn carpet clean? Get this damn reading.
Well, you threw one last week.
And it's one I spilled over there the other day.
Damn.
Well,
we would like to thank you guys for tuning in, but we would like to also welcome you to tune in to one of our other shows on the Insta Entertainment, on the Insta Network. And it's the Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley V. Bagley and Kevin J. Stone. And they are live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you the new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, and casting calls in your area. So tune in. You will not be disappointed because they are hilarious. They are funny. They are funny, funny, funny.
And if you call in, ask them to play the clip where I fell asleep on them.
Yes.
I didn't fall asleep on them. I was just tired because they show was kind of late, so I was sleepy. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah, we're about to run out.
And in case you tune in late, we would like you to check out our show in its entirety. And you can do so online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Insta-network. And don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeovers. You can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com. And you can tweet us at thetalktakeover.
Yeah, anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it.
What?
I confused you.
Yes, you did.
Because we don't have time. I was trying to
have a second. We have a second.
We live every Tuesday night, 8 p.m.
Eastern
Time. Call in 347-905-6025. Don't forget to press the 1.
To speak with us live and in person. We still got 29 seconds.
Oh.
So what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Blue.
Ivy.
Green.
Brown.
Money.
Lot.
Sex.
Beans.
Ooh,